pisând în fret, îmi la iole, iuscul mon mă compreu. Tuscăr o se dezetra, hei, chichăr o pon sirvi ur mur. În rar turneia, mă bel tit be, iuscul să iedea tule hur.
Ayo y'all, we back at it again. It is Friday, June 24th, and this is another brand spanking new episode of the Flower Power Hour. Buckle up and enjoy, sweethearts.
On 101.9 CITR FM. Today's a very special day. Sasha's still gone. He's still not cooperating. He's staying in Boston. He's scared to come back. He's scared to face the noise of missing three straight Flower Power hours. But that's okay, because I have someone else in the studio with me today. And it's Tom from Singapore. Tom.
Hey, everyone.
Hello.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yes, of course. Tom's actually one of our loyal listeners from Singapore. Like, a couple of times, I don't know exactly the time difference, but
15 hours.
Yeah, so you were like coming home from the bar and you would shoot us a message and be like, yo, tuning in right now.
Yeah, around midnight, 1 a.m.
Yeah, so one of our most international listeners, but Tom himself is actually a UBC alum.
Yeah, I was a history major.
Mm-hmm.
They told me there's no future in it, unfortunately.
Ha!
I lasted
one for
about
one.
A minute before I dropped the dad joke.
One for one.
Pretty proud of myself. Well, you know, I'm happy to be here, man. You know,
yeah.
Listening to the show, being on it. My mom always told me I had a face for radio, so I'm finally here.
Hey, I'm there with you. I think, like, we were talking about this morning, I was talking about with a friend, Maddie. We were talking about voices for radio. Do you think you have a voice for radio?
You know, that's a good question. I mean,
Sounded good so far.
Thank you.
I'm liking it.
Just go real deep.
Just go real deep.
So we're going to talk sports for the rest of the session.
As everyone knows, is generally a sports show.
Shout out Colorado.
Shout out Colorado,
No three-peat for you, Tampa, hopefully. Tampa's never out.
You can't count
them
out.
They're spooky.
I think they could be down like 10-0 in like an elimination game, and they're hard to count out. It's like they're just so good. But yeah, enough about sports. Enough about sports. Today, we're talking music. Tonight, is it tonight?
It's tonight, 5 p.m. Game 5.
Surprised they wouldn't book the game for a Saturday night.
Well, it's game 5. It's not like a game 7.
I know. They didn't know for sure, but still, it's like kind of interesting that like you could just like people have things to do on a Friday night.
Yeah, watch hockey.
Watch hockey, maybe. Yeah, maybe go to the bar and watch hockey. I mean, I'm certainly one of those people. But yeah, we're going to probably keep playing a little bit of music. We'll play a couple of tracks, and then we'll get back to chatting about Tom. Tom is actually a resident bartender around the UBC area, grizzled vet, and we're going to ask some questions about that, I think. I think we need to survey the Vancouver bar scene. You need to give your favorites, and maybe among the UBC bars, too.
All right.
We'll get some tips from bartender Tom.
Sounds awesome.
But we're going to continue with some music. What you just heard was The Reason for My Love by P.E., and now you're going to hear Summertime is Done by Dossie on the Flower Power Hour.
Shit didn't be coming for less. Weather affected some trust. Maybe soon, baby, you teach me how to be better, love. From time to time, my heart can take offense. Who put the shrug on my shoulder to calm me down? Forget myself, offense. Then again, all in my head, it should be me instead. Where you're the puppet, I ain't the one hanging by a thread. So my thought is dark, my heart be coming down. Yeah, July was fun. Soon you'll come back around. You'll be the puppet, I ain't the one hanging by a thread. I'ma be the one that you think about when you lie in bed. So my thought is dark, my heart be coming down. Yeah, July was fun. And you come back around. Maybe soon, maybe you'll teach me how to be better, love. So I need peace when you call me, be guarding me with love. Rainy days don't make it A-OK. Bitter bad to turn into waves to wash the pain away. So hard to concentrate, you probably gotta pay. And I got hella shade, cause I got rainy days. So my thought is dark, now I be coming down. Yeah, July was fun, and you come back around. Yeah, fall in love just because I'm off a sweaty crumbs. Once the gold's done, my thumb is time for bitter sounds. I've had enough of the sitting and waiting for your call. You never call me at all, even when you say you call. Baby, soon, baby, you teach me how to be better, love. So honey, please, when you call me, be calling me with love. So honey, please, when you call me, be calling me with love. So honey, please, when you call me, be calling me with love.
Just heard Dossie with Summertime is Done. Dossie will be playing at the Fox Cabaret on July 26th. Make sure you can make it out for that show. This next song you're about to hear is Flowers by Claudio Bovet, wonderful Canadian artist. My mom actually showed me this song. Shout out to my mom.
I left my flowers in my pocket. See, I'm okay now. I'll stay away from romance that she blows up in my face. Gonna eat my greens and be good to my mama. Pretty flowers, not that anyway.
I was so alone, couldn't hang up the phone. Broke me down all on your own. I pretended you got better. Now the scars, I'm fully gone. But I
come stop down to me. Selfish I gotta be. From the ground I am growing. Just got a facial, got me glowing. And I am light, I am stars. And that's just enough.
That was Flowers by Claudia Bovet off their 2022 album, The Paradise Club. And like I said, my mom showed me that song. My mom heard it, I think, on like CBC radio and was like, oh, this song's really nice. And my mom usually has good taste in music, but that one's like particularly contemporary, I would say. It's quite hip with the kids, dare I say. Like that would straight up be any song that we would play like any week on Flower Power Hour. So hype. To my mom.
You got it from your mama.
Got it from my mama. I think one of the lyrics in the song is, I just have to love my mama. I think that's one of the lyrics. So
just subtly reminding you,
yeah,
to call
maybe
her.
It was. And I did call her.
Well, it worked.
It did work. Yeah, I'm here with Tom. It is the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. Tom the bartender, Tom from Singapore, here in the stew with me. My mom's texting me. Yay. She said, I'm hip. Yeah, Tom the bartender here. So we're going to talk about maybe a little bit of bartending stuff. You bartended at formerly Mahoney and
Rest
Sons
in peace.
On campus. Yep. Yes. Talk about maybe a little bit about Mahoney and Sons' legacy.
Man, a lot of people know about it. Surprisingly, mm-hmm. A lot of kids out here these days still have heard the stories of Mahoney's.
The lore.
Wow, he was all four of those stores. That's crazy.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, you look at it now and you're like, wow, we like straight up had like half a block as a bar. It was
honestly
pretty sick. And we had the pretty sweet patio too.
Had everything.
Yeah.
It kind of had like the little family dining area. It had like the drinking like with the boys area.
We
the patio.
We turned it into a dance floor many a time.
Yeah.
There's even an echo. Okay, here's a little Mahoney's trivia fact for those of you who don't know. There was a part of the restaurant when you walked in the main doors, there was a circle on the ceiling. And if you stood in the middle of it, it was an echo chamber. Like, you could literally hear, like, an echo thing. It was a weird architectural design that they put in there, and, like, 12 people knew about it.
I quite like that, actually.
There you go. Fun Mahoney's fact.
It's like
for
the,
you.
What's the, that square at,
yeah.
on UBC?
Yeah. Just outside Buchanan,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Tom as the resident bartender in the studio today.
Hey, you're a bartender too now.
But you're the resident bartender.
All right. I did serve you your first legal drink.
You did. Tom did serve me my first legal drink
many
at Mahoney
ago.
And Sons.
My good lord.
That was wonderful. I remember we tried some hot sauces that day too.
Oh, man.
That was good stuff. I would like to know, what are your go-to spots in Vancouver to get a drink? It could be on UBC or off UBC. It really does not matter too much. Maybe one of each.
I'll give
or
some.
A couple, yeah.
I'm going to give off campus. I mean, Kerner's is underrated during the day, I think, on campus, just because it's a quiet corner. I mean, we used to go read there all the time.
Yep.
But off campus, I encourage kids, you know, to get out there and see the
too.
World. Kitsilano, I think Castaways on 4th has a really underrated patio. Great sun in the summer. Really good curly fries. They used to have great deals on burritos, and their trivia guy is actually kind of funny. Which is pretty important.
Which is pretty rare.
Yeah. Regal Beagle, man. Regal Beagle is a sick spot. They have a really beautiful back patio. They have a front patio on Broadway. No. We don't want traffic. You go through the restaurant all the way in the back. It's beautiful. It's got carpets. They got a TV when there's, you know, sports on.
Big sports
cushions.
Bar.
It's so cozy.
Yeah, you used to go there just to, like, study, eh?
Literally, I'd go out there, and, you know, in the weekdays, it's, like, empty, and you have this, like, gorgeous back patio all to yourself.
We went there for one of the Oilers games in the playoffs, but they are a Leafs bar.
They are.
They are, like, a hardcore Leafs bar.
Rest
like,
in peace to them.
Yeah, rest in peace to the Leafs. But apparently, I haven't been there at a Leafs game, but apparently if you go to the
so
Regal Beagle
fun.
On a Leafs game, it's, like, the whole bar is full of Leafs fans, I mean, and it's just insane.
It's we had a Leafs Canucks game there once, and half the bar, like they literally segregated by fans, half because it's like perfectly cut in half. So they had all the Canucks fans on one side and all the Leafs fans on the other. It was so much fun. Like I was, just, the atmosphere was awesome.
So it's kind of funny when there's like the two teams against each other too. That like they're not like that similar of colors, but it's also just funny. Like
blue.
That, like yeah, just like the blue and white. Like when you're thinking of them being segregated in the bar, just like similar colored jerseys against each other is just always funny. But yeah, Regal Beagle, Castaways, anything on the other side of the bridge? Any downtown establishments or anything like that? I know you went to Alibi Room the other night.
Alibi Room.
How's that?
Alibi Room's a great spot, man. Service is great. Food is awesome. Good beer selection. It's really cool when a train rolls by the tracks right out back. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, Alibi Room, highly recommend. I love The Social out on Commercial Drive. It's a pretty fun spot. Again, they have a nice little mini outdoor second floor patio, and yeah, it's really nice.
Okay, I have some follow-up questions. When you are thinking of this question of, like, you know, a good bar, I'm going to say out of good drink, good food, good atmosphere, rate them on importance to you.
Atmosphere, food, drink. I mean, it's hard to mess up a highball or pour a beer.
It's true.
You know, it's
but
like
beer, you said beer selection, because that does matter. To me, beer is like a big one. Like what you have on tap is like is important. Everything else is like under the sun. Like you have everything.
Usually, you know, I want a place where I feel like I can chill.
Yeah.
So I like the atmosphere a lot. And if the food sucks, then maybe you just go and have some beers
just
and
have
stuff.
A drink.
But I don't know, man. I feel like I like most beers.
Yeah.
Mostly, you know what I mean? Even if their selection's not amazing, as long as
they're
not like,
find one.
Actively gone out of their way to make a poor beer selection, you can probably find something you like. Like there's always Guinness, you know? So, or get a cider or something, or get a highball, right? So,
yeah.
I mean, a Caesar.
What's my last follow-up? What's your main drink of choice? I don't think I've ever asked you that,
favorite
actually.
Cocktail for sure is Caesar, man.
Yeah.
We don't get them out in Singapore, man. No such thing as Clamato.
Clamato. Yeah.
Enjoy your Caesars.
Yeah, honestly, I'm due for a Caesar. I mean, it's patio season. Today's beautiful. And maybe I have to go have a Caesar for breakfast.
Definitely. Okay. You had me.
You had me at breakfast. That was, you heard a couple of songs there in the background, which were a couple of fun artists that I've been into lately. Troll Dolly started it out, our little talking segment. And that was Strong Boy, the last song. This next song you're going to hear is Spiral by Astral Swans and Julie Dorian. Hope you enjoy. We're going to be back in just a moment, and we're going to talk a little bit about music, too. See what Tom's been listening to these days. This is the Flower Power Hour.
All my loved ones, they're gone, but they didn't love me back anyway. Now it's morning until night, trying to get it back to every other day.
If the world is just an idea, just more spiral. If the world is just an idea, just
That was Yves Jarvis with Stitchwork. You heard the new Alex G before that, Runner. And before that, that was Spiral by Astral Swans and Julie Dorian. This is the Flower Power Hour. We're live on 101.9 CITR FM, broadcasting live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh people. And Tom, the bartender from Singapore, is here, and we're talking about Singapore now, baby. I'm going to spew you some trivia about Singapore, maybe some fun facts that you might not know, or okay. Maybe you can give me some that if you have any in your arsenal as well. First fun fact about Singapore. Did you know that the national anthem is in microtext on the back of their $1,000 note?
You know, I wish I could say I've held a $1,000 note.
Honestly, so, true.
That's cool. It's good to know.
Did not know.
Yeah. Can't read anyway.
Singapore is one of the only three surviving city-states in the world.
Yeah.
Can you name the other two?
I mean, Vatican City, right?
Yeah.
And it's not Luxembourg. No, what's it called? No. Oh, gosh, I've just embarrassed myself.
I know.
What's it called? Shoot. It's in Europe somewhere.
Monaco.
Really?
Yeah, I would not have really guessed that.
You know, I would have not have guessed that. I don't know why.
Vatican City seemed like, yeah, right up the alley, but Monaco I did not know. Did you know, in addition to the main island, I'm not going to say did you know, how many other additional islands are in Singapore?
Oh, there's quite a few. I mean, you know, we got the main one. There's Sentosa, there's Jurong Island, Brani Island, there's Blaubin.
I don't think we're going to have time for you to name all of
them. There's a whole bunch. There's at least, I would say, 10 others. I mean, I was in the Coast Guard there, right? So I used to sail around them all the time, so...
It says more than 10 here.
There you go. Bada bim, bada boom.
63.
That's
Which
the,
I
hey,
guess I don't
I'm
know what
correct.
You, I don't know
more
what,
than 10.
More than 10, yes.
Yep.
I don't
as
know.
As many fingers as I have. That's
I'm
it.
Sure some of them are, like, really nothing at all, but are some considered
them,
yeah. An island, I'm
some
sure.
Some of them are quite small.
And the last fact I'm going to give you here, I think, is that...
Oh, jeez. Can't believe I forgot that one.
Is that the red of Singapore's flag represents universal brotherhood and equality of man, while the white symbolizes purity and virtue.
It's beautiful.
The crescent moon stands for a young nation on the rise, and the five stars signify the ideals of democracy, peace, progress, justice, and equality. Isn't that nice?
That is nice.
Do you have any fun facts about Singapore that you can offer the our loyal listeners?
Man, fun facts? I don't know.
How about
I mean,
not
there are
fun
lots
facts?
Lots of trivia and stuff here. Very common misconception. It is not illegal to chew gum in Singapore.
That is something I've heard the most about Singapore,
It's like my pet peeve. It is illegal to buy and sell it. If you have it and you chew it, you're chill. If you spit it out, then you're littering.
You're
and
done.
That's a whole nother. Yeah, that's it. But you can have chewing gum. You can chew it. Don't be an ass and litter.
Yeah.
But that's.
Do you think like are there like is it a highly sought after thing?
You know, you kind of learn to live without it. But then when someone did rock up at school with a pack of gum,
boy,
the piranhas
baby.
Were out in force. Good lord, you thought it was bad out here.
I feel like that was I was like that's already the case when someone brings out a pack of gum.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to play a couple more songs here for you. This one is Nothing Lasts Forever by Freak Heat Waves. And we're going to continue on with some fun chats with Tom the bartender.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron. I'm joined by Tom in the stew.
Hello, hello.
You just heard New York, Paris, and London by High School. And before that, there was Yves Tumeur with Secret Sea is Incredibly Important to the World. Really jamming song. Quite the song name, too. That one's from his album, The Asymptomatic World EP. Kind of butchered that name, too, actually. Oops.
Asymptomatic? Did you say asymmetrical or asymptomatic?
Asymptotical. Asymptotical? I don't know if I've ever seen that word in my life.
Oh, it's one of them math things. It's asymptote.
Yeah.
Isn't that when the two lines get closer and closer, but they never touch? Or closer and closer to zero?
That is an asymptote. Is that
asymptotal world?
Asymptotical? Is that a word? We'll find out. we'll do some heavy research and get back to you. But yeah, here with Tom in the studio. I think Sasha's going to be back next week. I know I've said that the last like 3 weeks, so no one should trust me when I say that. But I think he'll be back next week. But happy to have Tom with me today. Tom, I asked you this kind of on the break, and then I was like, well, I'm asking you this on a break. Why aren't we talking about this? But what have you been listening to lately?
The number one thing, the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album, yep. Unlimited Love. Mm-hmm. My favorite band in the whole world.
Yep.
So super stoked. John's back with the band. They're
yes,
their
is.
Old guitarist. Their new old new guitarist. yeah, it's sick. Been listening to a lot of Grizz. G-R-I-Z. He's a great electronic artist.
Yeah, we're gonna play a song by Grizz next.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Let's do all that.
Right. Yeah. Hell yeah. I love the Strokes. Super underrated classic rock band, Deep Purple. Or I guess some people would argue psychedelic rock. Hush is a great song for you rock lovers out there.
Hush by Deep Purple.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, man. Trying to give all the, you know, I mean, Led Zeppelin.
A little bit of everything.
Are awesome, you know. But, man, where's the love for Deep Purple? Everyone only
Deep
knows
Purple's
Smoke on the Water.
The OG.
Yeah.
A true OG.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's Grizz.
This, we got Grizz playing behind us now.
Chasing the Golden Hour Part 1 is my favorite playlist from them. Check it out on SoundCloud.
Yeah,
he's not on
Spotify.
No, he's got some of his stuff on Spotify, but not this one.
This one's for the real fans.
Yeah, the OGs.
Like, you got to go on SoundCloud to get this stuff. It's hashtagged boom bop soul.
Boom, there,
is that the genre? That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to call it.
Very sick. But yeah, I actually have one little tidbit here. Speaking of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, that I was going to ask your thoughts about. So you know how I think the Red Hot Chili Peppers they announced their tour, and they had like an insane amount of openers. Like they had like the cream of the crop, I feel like, on their tour. I don't know if you saw, like, I think the Strokes were opening for them on some dates.
Yeah. They did that in Toronto, I think.
Yeah. What were the other ones? Well, I know what I'm going to get to is A$AP Rocky, but there's also Haim, St. Vincent, Thundercat, Beck, Anderson .Paak and the Free Nationals, and
no
King
way.
Princess, like all
what?
Different tour dates. They were all opening for them. Like, I feel like, obviously, Red Hot Chili Peppers are the band to be able to just, like, get anyone on earth.
I guess.
Like, there's, like, three rappers on that list, and then there's just, like, St. Vincent, like, Beck. Like, it's crazy. Anyways, what happened, I guess, is A$AP Rocky was late for their recent show in Manchester, so the Red Hot Chili Peppers had to perform before him.
Ooh.
On their headliner, and then A$AP played a 20-minute set at the end of the show. What do you think about this?
I wouldn't be a fan. Personally, I'd probably leave. I'm there to see the Chili's. Like,
yeah.
You know, they and the Chili's will usually do an encore and everything. The one show of theirs I saw in Vancouver, they literally came back on stage, did like an encore performance. Flea walked across the stage on his hands. That's what I want to end
badass,
on, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, he's like 50-something, and he's doing a handstand walk across the entire width of like the whole stage. It's sick. I don't know. I'm not there to see A$AP Rocky, and I think he should change his name because he was not there as soon as possible.
It's funny. In this article that I pulled up, that's pretty much what it shows like a tagged tweet about it with like a video from the show. And it says, A$AP Rocky turned up late as support for Red Hot Chili Peppers, so they announced he was on after the Chili Peppers instead. Of course, every effer is leaving because 90% of the people here are bald dads. A$AP yeah. Rocky, more like late Rocky. Am I right, lads? Could have done better on the pun. But, yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think that's like a kind of a bit of an amateur move from ASAP.
You miss it, bud. Like,
but I am an ASAP stan, so we're gonna forget about it. That's strike one though. no more second chances, ASAP. As we're moving through the Grizz, we're gonna continue with some more music. And this one, Tommy, you want to remind them of the playlist again?
Yeah, Chasing the Golden Hour, Part 1. That's my favorite to listen to on a nice, sunny beach day. Find it on SoundCloud. Remember, Part 1 and 2 are on SoundCloud. Mm-hmm. Part 3 is on Spotify.
Yeah. And this one is called Love Will Follow You, featuring Russ Liquid. What an awesome name.
He's got a couple of cool like features
Russ
and collabs.
Russ Liquid. That's like a sick rapper name.
He's got
real good flow, the Russ Liquid. We're gonna keep kicking it with some music. This next song you're gonna hear is called Oh by Thank You Thank You.
It's a semblance of home, the furniture you took from the side of the road. Making things alone, writing sequels to the songs you love. There's constellations when your eyes are tightly closed. If you wanna hang, just roll through.
Felt I've never felt so well, and if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tune. I've headed the hat now from Dublin to Paris, and if there was sunshine it was never on me. So close the rain, so pronounced is the pain. Soy and half
I've got pride, I understand. I had to be there from the stand. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamour of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had them plying me with drink, even met with their demands. When the cherries lined up, I kept the spoilings for myself till I had 30 ways of dying. Looking at me from the shelf, cloud padded smile I had. A real good shawl I was, but this island's run by sharks and children's bones stuck in their jars. Now the morning's filled with cokies trying to talk you through it all. Is their mammy Fina Gael and is their daddy Fina Far? And they say they love the land, but they don't feel it goes to waste. Put a mirror to their youth and they will only see their face. Next, flowers read like broadsheets, every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by, and the bastard walks by. Say it to him 50 times until the bastard won't cry. Will I lie?
I love you, I told you I do. It's all I've ever felt, I've never felt so well. And if you don't know it, I wrote you this tune to be here loving you when I'm in the tomb. System in our heads, you only had it before. Echo, 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 the lights they go, the lights they go, the lights they go. Echo, echo.
Selling genocide and hardcore pride, I understand. I had to be there from the start. I had to be the fucking man. It was a clamour of the life. I sucked the ring off every hand. Had a boy and me with drink, even met with better mans. And I loved you like a penny loves the pocket of a priest. And I love you till the grass around my gravestone is deceased. And I'm heading for the cookies. I will tell about it all. But the God of Fila Gael and the veil of Fina Far. Now the flowers read like broadsheets. Every young man wants to die. Say it to the man who profits and the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. And the bastard walks by. Say it to him 50 times and still the bastard won't cry. Will I lie?
That was I Love You by Fontaines D.C. on the Flower Power Hour on 101.9 CITR FM. My name is Aaron. I'm here with Tom. That one's from Fontaines D.C.'s album Skintifia from this year. One of my favorites, actually. I was a little lukewarm when I first heard it, and I've listened to it a lot since, and it is certainly one of my top five favorites that have come out this year so far, as we are reaching the halfway point of the year. It would make my top five the first 6 months of 2022. Skintifia by Fontaines D.C., one of my favorite albums for sure. You're hearing Blank Curtain by Cola behind us right now. One that I would actually extend to you to take a look at. I would say they're kind of like the Canadian Strokes,
yeah,
in a lot
really?
Of ways. They're quite quite similar. I feel like he's definitely trying to get some Julian Casablancas on his voice for sure. here with Tom in the studio. Tom leaves back to Singapore tomorrow.
Yes, sir. 1
which
p.m.
is really sad, actually.
You can't live out here forever, man.
No, can't afford it.
Singapore's like the one place that could be more expensive than Vancouver.
but it's been a pleasure to be able to hang with you a little bit again.
Thanks, man.
It's been nice. We definitely spent a lot of time together last summer and over the last couple of years, but it's been nice just chilling with you again.
For some context to our listeners, we used to share our wall back in the day when I bartended at Mahoney's and
yes.
He was working at the Boulevard.
Absolutely, we did.
Swapping substances. You caffeinated me and I boozed you.
Absolutely, that's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. We're actually probably broadcasting out the Boulevard right now, so I've actually never given Tom any coffee ever. For free.
Nope, never.
Never.
Nope.
But shout out Boulevard.
Actually overcharged me.
Yo, this would actually be a wonderful time for our reoccurring shout out segment. So do you have any shout outs you would like to make?
Right off the bat, my boy Nathan, who's listening right now. Don't know where you are. Love you, bud.
What up, Nathan?
Shout out to all of the people in the Nest.
Shout out, Nest.
Studying, please remember to have fun. We love you. Take out your AirPods.
Why don't you listen to community radio instead of Drake or whatever you kids are listening to?
Shout out Boulevard.
Shout out Bully.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, just shout out everybody.
Yo, an absolute shout out to Hi Jules too.
Oh, absolutely.
Maddie and Jules, I don't know if they're actually listening right now. She said she might listen. But
maybe.
Shout out to Hi Jules in the way of supporting local businesses. And I know you and I both rep Hi Jules.
Absolutely, bro.
It's like the comfiest.
I got some original swag from like, it was a year and a half ago, one of our first pop-ups in Gastown.
Yeah.
These sick hoodies.
Yeah. So I think it's Hi, just at HIJULEZ on Instagram. You can check out Hi Jules support. But also shout out to my mom who's listening and my nephew Henry. She's watching him right now. And I think he's probably digging the music. I think. I mean, he's like 8 months old, but he's probably like pretty into
vibing.
It. Yeah, I think he's vibing. I think he's like outraged that ASAP made late. The Chili Peppers wait. Yeah.
Unbelievable. In this day and age.
In this economy. so big shout outs to them. And that's probably it for my shout outs today. I didn't really plug anything on Instagram. I forgot today. So sometimes people just forget that we have a show. So to anyone listening out there, shout out. And we have like 3 minutes left in the show. But if you're listening right now and you want to talk to Tom and I, call 604-822-2487 if you want to say hello quickly. But we probably won't have time. So, I mean, like you can try. We might fit you in. But anyways, Tom, it's been a slice. I would like to hear your... some of your closing thoughts, but also what are you looking forward to about getting back to Singapore? Because I know you have to get back to like the real work grind. I know you've been working here from your computer, but getting back to it, like I know that that's not the most exciting thing, but like what are you looking forward to?
Right off the bat, seeing my dogs.
Yes.
My dog, I love them. My girlfriend's back in Singapore, obviously. Yep. I mean, she was out here for a week. You got to meet her.
Yep.
She had to go back before I did, so it'll be nice to be reunited with her.
Yep.
Shout out Emmeline.
Shout out.
She's not listening right now. She's at work.
Oh, it's we'll get this recreated as a podcast.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Em? Hey. I made it.
I love you.
The food. Holy food. Guacamole, man. The food there is the best in the world. I'm 100% biased, but best food in the world. Fight me if you disagree.
What's Singapore your favorite?
I don't have a favorite. It's like a five-way tie.
Oh, please share some.
Anyone
though.
From Asia here, from certain regions in Asia, will know the McSpicy from McDonald's. That burger is... Man, it's godly.
Is that chicken?
It's a spicy chicken burger, man. Oh, my God. It hurts the next day, but it's worth it. It's worth it. I think they tried to launch it in the UK, and everyone cried.
They just couldn't handle
just
the spice.
Handle it, yeah.
this is not bland enough.
Exactly. What do you mean you put flavor on this thing? Get me a bottle of water.
Dude, you can't do that.
Oh, I'm
we have so many listeners in the UK right now.
Okay. Hey, what's up, UK guys? Hey,
shout out UK.
Shout out UK. Go to bed.
Get to bed, you. You wankers. Can you say wankers on the radio?
I don't know.
I take it back if anyone's offended.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Apologies.
About
jeez, you wanker.
I'm so bad.
but yeah, other great food to try. Mee pok, or minced meat noodles as they're called.
Yeah.
Delicious. Hainanese chicken rice, a staple. Biryani, shout out to all my South Asians.
Hey.
Prata, cheese and onion prata, or egg onion prata.
Yum.
Pro tip, go for the fish curry sauce. Chicken curry sauce is safer, but it's nowhere near as good. Trust me. Go with the, if you're ever in
you
Singapore,
trust,
guys, and you go for the Prada,
guy.
Go for the fish curry sauce.
Also, if you're ever in Singapore, hit up Tom. This is his address.
And that's the story of how I got doxxed.
Yes. If you want to go meet Tom's dogs.
Not true. They're not really there for me, are they?
Yeah. What are your dogs' names?
Mowgli and Baloo.
Mowgli is adorable.
Yeah.
And sorry, what was the second one?
Baloo.
Baloo?
Baloo, like the Jungle Book.
Oh.
We got Mowgli and Baloo.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, two labs.
You got them at the same time?
Like 3 months apart.
Yeah. Okay.
Mowgli was extremely well behaved as a pup. And she's super good. I'm like, oh, okay, we can handle another one. And then we got the hot mess that's Baloo.
Yeah.
yeah, they're lovely.
Oh, that's so cute.
Like nine now.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah,